This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, on Friday, the markets recorded what was the biggest single day fall that we've seen in 2 months as HDFC stocks fell sharply. The MSCI rejig news led to a fall of around 6% each for HDFC and HDFC Bank, which was one of the biggest that we've seen in 3 years. However, overnight, there is some amount of global reprieve that we've seen. So, for example, for the US markets on Friday, we had the Dow jump 500 points as regional banks and Apple shares surged. The April jobs data was better than expected. So, the US economy added 2.53 lakh jobs versus estimates of anywhere between 1.5 to 1.8 lakh jobs. Goldman Sachs says that despite the strong jobs data, they still expect a pause from the Fed in the June meet simply because of the consecutive rate hikes undertaken by the Fed till now. Asia is currently mixed as we speak. SGX is indicating a positive start. Another positive cue for us on the fringe is Brent crude, which closed down 5% last week. It was the third straight negative week for Brent crude. Now, overall, while Friday was a weak session, the larger cue for our markets is that the trend seems positive, because on a week-to-date basis last week, 35 of the 50 Nifty stocks recorded gains last week, inclusive of the likes of Maruti, Asian Paints, Titan, which were top gainers. FIIs continued to be net buyers last week. For example, the FIIs net bought over 770 odd crores in Friday's trading session. And in terms of earnings to watch out for today, we have the likes of UPL, Canara Bank, Exide, Happiest Minds, Pidilite, Mahanagar Gas, to name a few. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.